Hello and welcome to Good Morning Suffolk, the weekly podcast from Suffolk News, where we share the good news stories coming out of the county. I'm Sam Harrison, and I hope you've had a great weekend and are looking forward to, you know, the week ahead. I just want to say thanks so much for listening to last week's episode. It was our first one. And thanks to those who got in touch and answered our questions, which was about, you know, hobbies and what kind of hobby you would like to take part in. And Catherine Palmer said that she would love to try pottery throwing, making, not breaking, obviously. And, you know, that sounds like really fun. I feel like I would like to try that too, Catherine. Josh Huggard said he would love to try to paint. And Barney Cutter said he'd love to, you know, try out rock climbing. Same as my brother Jim. But I don't know, rock climbing just seems, you know, way too intense for me. I'd end up getting up to like a certain point and just wanting to come back down, I think. But Harry Dale messaged to say he would love to learn to play an instrument, which is great to know as he's the drummer in my band. And also a music teacher at West Suffolk College. So the sooner he learns to play an instrument, the better. Erin Warford, my girlfriend, who I mentioned at the end of last week's episode, she said she wants to try dressmaking and making her own clothes. But I feel like she already has so many clothes she doesn't wear. But anyway. And Emma Palmer commented just a really nice message to say, you know, it's good to hear some lovely news coming out of, you know, Suffolk instead of all doom and gloom. And you know, and she said it's just what she needed on a Monday morning, which is great to hear. Thank you so much for that, Emma. So on this week's episode, I'll be going over one of our top stories from last week about a new Netflix movie that has some scenes filmed in Suffolk. We'll also be hearing a little marathon special from the Suffolk News team, and reporter Tamika Green will be doing her Community Connect segment. And later on, we'll be, you know, looking up some old stories down in the archives. And we'll also be letting you know about some great events coming up in Suffolk. So let's get into our first little story about the brand new Netflix film called Heart of Stone. And a trailer came out for it last Saturday on the 24th. And it looks like a new kind of spy thriller. And scenes from it were filmed at Elverdon Hall. Elverdon Hall is the stately home that is on the Elverdon Estate, which is between Bury St Edmunds and Thetford. And you can watch the trailer on our Suffolk News website. And at about 1 minute into the trailer, you can see where, you know, they shot the film in the hall, which is, you know, really cool. Like, I think I remember seeing the building used in Tomb Raider when I was a kid, and then someone telling me, like, you know, that building they're in right now is like 20 minutes away from where we were, and I just thought that was the coolest thing ever. Like, it's great to see it pop up again in this new film. And the new film stars Gal Gadot, who is famous for playing Wonder Woman, and she's going to be taking on this role of Rachel Stone alongside Jamie Dornan and Alia Bhatt. It looks like, you know, a really action-packed kind of epic film. It really gives me kind of James Bond kind of vibe. So if that's kind of your thing, that realistic kind of action, I'm sure you're gonna love this film. So yeah, next up, as the London Marathon just took place yesterday, we wanted to share a recording from fellow reporters Mariam Gamey and Suzanne Day, where they wished all the Suffolk runners good luck. So over to you guys.
Thanks, Sam. So Suzanne and I will be going through our list of all the amazing Suffolk runners who are taking part in this year's London Marathon on Sunday. Who's up first, Suzanne?
First, we have Imogen Senior, who is the head teacher at St Benedict's Catholic School in Bury St Edmunds. It's her first marathon, so she's feeling quite nervous going into it, but she's looking forward to seeing her family at the finish line. Mrs Senior will be running for the Catholic Children's Society, and we're wishing her the best of luck.
Next is former Ipswich Town and Cambridge United footballer Ian Miller from Barrow. Although Ian is used to running up and down the pitch, he admits that he's not the biggest fan of running. Mr Miller will be ticking the London Marathon off his bucket list and will be running for St Nicholas Hospice Care.
Also running is 37-year-old Daniel Turner, who is taking on the challenge in memory of his late fiancée, Michelle, known as Shelley. She died in 2009 after battling brain cancer at the age of 24, and Daniel has already raised around £8,000 for Young Lives versus Cancer. It's his first time running the marathon, and he said that seeing his son Leo at the finish line will be a nice moment.
We also have Pascal Canavé from Bury St Edmunds restaurant Maison Bleu. He'll be running for children's charity Gee Whiz. Pascal was inspired by the charity's founder, Gina Long, who ran the course in 2017. We're wishing him the very best of luck with the race.
Personal trainer Lucy Cronin will be hitting the pavement for St Nicholas Hospice Care. Lucy is going to be cheered on by fiancé Will and also her puppy called Scampi. Lucy has raised more than £10,000 for the charity in the past and is hoping to raise a further £2,000 for the run.
Another runner for St Nicholas Hospice Care is Dan Frost, who will be running in memory of his wife Lisa Frost. Lisa received end-of-life care at the hospice at the end of last year, so this is a charity that's really close to Dan's heart. Best of luck on the day, Dan.
And finally, we wanted to mention Gareth Isaacson, who will be running the marathon for the first time. The 30-year-old from Red Lodge said he's always dreamed of completing the run. He'll be raising money for Children with Cancer UK.
We really want to wish all the Suffolk runners the best of luck with this year's London Marathon. You're all doing such a great job.
You're all going to smash it. You should all be very proud of taking part and raising money for these amazing charities. Well done, everyone.
Thanks for that, Suzanne and Maryam. It was so great to hear, you know, all the different runners' backstories and why they all ran yesterday. Really hope they're not feeling too tired today, but again, very well done to all the runners involved. Okay, so we're going to head down to the archives in a second, but I just wanted to say I couldn't believe how many of you didn't know that our Bury Free Press offices had this, you know, secret cellar full of all our past papers. You know, I was quite surprised when I found this out as well, but, you know, I've been working here for, 6 months or so now, and, you know, I'm going down there just all the time. It's you know, it's really hard on the legs, actually. But come on, let's go down. Okay, here we go. Right, just mind your head on the light. Okay, you're good. Oh, okay, let's see what we can find. Okay, let's go over that. Let me just grab it and turn to the right page. Yeah, okay. So this is from March 1989, and it says, "Splashing out for a good cause." So members of the St. Edmundsbury Young Farmers turned out with brushes and paint at the Deaf Club in Bury St. Edmunds. It says here that more than 15 young farmers came armed with paintbrushes to paint the walls and ceilings of the club on Northgate Street. And oh my god, this picture is so good. There's three women in the front row who have the most amazing haircuts I think I've ever seen. So they, over the Friday and the Saturday of the Easter weekend, they transformed the club into a pretty shade of peach. And Andrew Wright, the chairman of the Young Farmers, added what a good time they had doing it, you know, and that's such a nice thing to do. And I'm pretty sure the group is still there. And but it's now called Bury St Edmunds Deaf and Hard of Hearing Association. But, you know, does anyone listening know anything else about them or about, you know, when the Young Farmers came and painted it? Was the peach colour ever, like, painted over? Is it still there? If you know anything about this or can remember when it happened, I'd love to hear more about it. So get in touch by emailing gmspodcast@ilovepublishing.co.uk. But should we head back upstairs? It's really quite dusty down here. Come on, let's go. Coming in. Cool. Yeah, walking up and down those stairs, once or twice a day? That's a killer, I'm telling you. Right, let's head over to our next segment where we're going to hear from fellow reporter Tamika Green for her segment, Community Connect. Over to you, Tamika.
Thanks, Sam. In this segment of Community Connect, I'll be talking about just that. Community. Now that it's October, many people in the UK will be celebrating Black History Month and all the amazing things about Black traditions and values. And to tie in with this, I want to share an experience of mine. At a recent community group meeting, which has an aim of improving the lives of Black people in Suffolk, I was asked what I love about the Black community. Other attendees shared their experiences of gathering with other people of colour and sharing Afro-Caribbean food. When it was my time to talk, I had to be honest. I couldn't say what I loved about the Black community because I've never had experience of it. I was mainly surrounded by white peers at school, and living in Bury St Edmunds, I hadn't had the opportunity to meet many people of colour. As a person of dual African American and British heritage, a result of my mum's marriage to a USAF airman, I feel disconnected from a community who are like me. I don't have contact with my black side, and a community of American and African American people are locked away, out of reach on a US airbase. And through anecdotal evidence, so I don't think I'm alone. It would be naive to think that relationships off the base are not happening. And what happens to those people who may lose contact with their black family members? But aside from the US airbase, it's hard to meet other people of colour in the town. Unlike Ipswich, Bury does not have a cultural street like Norwich Road or Cambridge's Mill Road, which are bustling with businesses from all over the world. And I understand that Bury and a lot of West Suffolk does not have the demographic to support those types of businesses, but it adds to the outer appearance that there isn't a black community. Through speaking to my fellow members in Bury St Edmunds Black Lives, I discovered that in order to have a community, there needs to be a foundation, be that religion, music, food, common interest, or an issue that galvanises support. But it does seem that in rural areas, more of an effort should be made by people of colour to reach out to more people of colour, to share experiences, make friends, and reduce the feeling of isolation. I'm sure there are many black people who are the only person of colour in their workplace, school, or club. It would be nice to build a community in Bury and celebrate together, and I think this is something we can work towards. And if through this you still wonder why it is such an important issue, I would say that I find it extremely sad when I'm asked what I love about the black community and I cannot say a single thing. I would love to hear from you. Do you think there is a lack of black community, or do you disagree? And please let me know where this community is. Or are you an elderly person or someone from a different culture who also thinks there's a lack of community? Do get in touch through gmspodcast@ilovepublishing.co.uk. Back to you, Sam.
Thank you so much for that, Tamika. I think that was really great. And let's move on from there and let's see what events are coming up so you can start booking your tickets. So up first, I wanted to share an upcoming show at the Regent Theatre in Ipswich, and it's called Elvis, The King is Back. So Elvis impersonator Ben Portsmouth is performing all your favourite Elvis classics at his show on Thursday, the 6th of October. This guy literally looks like Elvis, he sings like Elvis, and he has, you know, that onstage charisma that has audiences, you know, believing at times that there might be Elvis up there, I don't know. Tickets are on sale for £32.50, and you can visit www.ipswichtheatres.co.uk for more information. Up next, we have an event for your calendars, so it's a little bit far away, but it's definitely something you can start looking forward to. It's Now That's What I Call Drag at the Hunter Club in Bury St Edmunds. It's taking place on Friday the 25th of November, and we'll see East Anglia's, you know, best drag queen serving up classic slice of British drag from, you know, like cabaret, lip syncing, stunning, you know, live vocals, really camp comedy, audience games, and just, you know, loads of chaos, which I think is always great at drag shows. Tickets are £10, and you should definitely try to get your tickets as soon as you can, because I'm pretty sure this is going to sell out. You can find more details by going on the Hunter Club's Facebook page by searching Hunter Club Bar and Venue. Or, you know, if you fancy going to the cinema this week, the Abbeygate Cinema is playing some really great stuff that, you know, you can go check out. A brand new film called Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris is on, and it stars Leslie Manville, and it's about, you know, a widowed cleaner who falls in love with a dress, and then she has to, like, you know, she makes it her mission to save up enough money to go to Paris and buy her own. And it looks like, you know, quite a sweet film, and it's all about, like, following your dreams, and, you know, it looks like a bit emotional. I think it might be a bit of a tearjerker, so make sure to bring some tissues with you. There's also on is a Ticket to Paradise starring George Clooney and Julia Roberts. And I don't know, this film literally looks like it's been plucked straight out of, you know, that cheesy rom-coms of the 2000s. But not in a bad way. I think it actually looks pretty good. Like, it focuses on this divorced couple, and they're traveling to Bali to stop their daughter's wedding, and, you know, stop her from making the same mistake that that they did of getting married too young, essentially. And finally, tonight, a screening of this film called Mr. Jones is on at 7 p.m. And all profits are going in support of Ukraine, which is, you know, is really great. The film is about a journalist called Gareth Jones, and it follows the true story of Ukraine's famine in the 1930s. And Naomi Field, who is the editor of More Than a Grain of Truth, the official biography of Gareth Jones, she's going to be there, and she'll be introducing the film and also doing like a Q&A afterwards. So that just sounds really great. More information on all of these films can be found on the Abbeygate Cinema website, which is abbeygatecinema.co.uk. Right, and that's about it for this week's episode. Thank you again so much for listening so far. I really hope you've enjoyed it. You know, at the end of each episode, we want to, you know, really get into the habit of asking these questions and for you guys to get in touch and let us know what you think. And, you know, we really want to build up the kind of communication and the conversation with our listeners. So if you are listening right now, please, please get in touch and let us know what you think. And this week's question is, what's your favorite building in Suffolk? So earlier in the episode, we heard about the new Netflix film Heart of Stone that had scenes at Elverdon Hall. You know, and it's such like a grand building with like so much history, and it's, you know, just gorgeous to look at, isn't it? But we want to hear from you, like, you know, what's your favorite building in the county? Maybe it's a building that has a story behind it you find like really fascinating, or maybe it's your favorite restaurant or like a cool looking shop. Or maybe it has more sentimental value and it's where you went on, you know, your first date with your partner or something like that. We really want to hear from you and, you know, all of your favourite buildings that you love in Suffolk. And I'll be reading out your messages at the start of next week's episode. So pop me a message on Facebook or Instagram by searching Good Morning Suffolk Podcast, or send me an email at gmspodcast@islovepublishing.co.uk. And that's about it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. You know, please let us know if we've missed anything, or if you want to just tell us what you think of the podcast. We'd love to hear it. We really want to hear your feedback and make this podcast tailored to what you want us to make, you know. So, yeah, send an email to gmspodcast@islovepublishing.co.uk and we can start a conversation. We can become best friends. I mean it. Yeah, let's do it. Thanks again, Suzanne Day and Marianne Gamey, for their amazing marathon special, and to Tamika Green for her Community Connect segment. This podcast is produced by iLive Media and Suffolk News, and I've been your host, Sam Harrison. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week. Bye!